morning. Good morning. Hold on, let me turn my headphones. All right, sweet. Okay, good morning. Welcome to another edition of the Chef Jeff Show. I'm Chef Jeff. You are listening to, my apologies, 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. You can hear me good. All right, sweet. So today, on this fine Friday, just like the rest of the Fridays I host, we got some good music coming up. Today we have a double show. It's definitely an alternating week, but I am covering their show this week. So I'm going to have the 5 a.m. time slot, and it's going to go through 7 a.m., which will be very fun. So I got a lot of stuff coming up. The theme of today's show is concerts I've been to, music from the artists, including the opening act, and not everyone is here, but a good chunk of them are here, and I have some other surprises too. So right now you're listening to City Fade by Against All Logic. I just wanted a little kind of instrumental song to kick things off. I have not seen Nicholas Jaar live, don't know how often he performs, but he's kind of an elusive guy. He did work with FKA Twigs' new album, which we may be discussing briefly later on in the show. I got Nick with me.
Hi
Nick. Brandon, who has been here the past few times, is not in attendance just because we were all pretty sleepy. We had a late night last night, but you know, we're here, we're in the studio, so yeah, we got some good music coming up. I will warn you, stuff's gonna start off pretty hip-hop heavy, that's because when I was balancing things out, a lot of the explicit artists, like the hip-hop concerts I've been to, when I tried to add clean versions, they just like automatically turned explicit, and I'm kind of glad like that's happening, because I used to have this problem back in high school, where I had to like make gym playlists and they'd be clean, and if I wanted to listen to like the original version, it just wouldn't do it. It would just like automatically, like if whenever I add the song to a playlist, it would like default to the clean version. So but I mean, I don't know, I guess like neither is bad, maybe besides the like specific circumstances, but oh well. What matters is that the songs are good, and they certainly are. So yeah, let's kick it off with some Vince Staples. Yeah.
Uchis. Dad's the groupies, them don't move me. Uchis move me somewhere cozy. Uchis never leave me lonely. Call my phone, say she honey, want me. I can make time or I can make money. I'ma keep counting, count me out, shouty. Never let a bitch that'll bow on me. Never finna weekend raise my seat. Baby mama drama on the TMZ. Alimony money for the nails and weave. Let me to the cross like the boy JC. Chucking up the deuce like the boy Chris Breeze. But we don't suit whoop on the 6-5 street. Riding down the shoreline, tank on E. No shotgun seat, this dick ain't free.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I spoiled it for Freddie Gibbs fans. if you heard that, I apologize. I wanted that to come in as a surprise. But all right, well, you just heard Boredom by Tyler, the Creator. And before that was Love Can Be by Vince Staples. So both Vince Staples and Tyler, the Creator, respectively, my first concert and tied for my favorite concert. Vince Staples, I went with my friend Amanda. We had an awesome time. And for like, in terms of a concert experience, it was pretty, it wasn't super overwhelming, but it was like really busy, and it still might be one of the kind of like moshiest concerts I've been to. But Vince's music is always really fun, so that was just a really good show. And then Tyler's set was just like unreal. It's tied for my favorite other than Daughters, which will be coming up later. I got some winces from Nick. Definitely, Daughters is definitely not super accessible music. I hopefully picked a not super abrasive song, but it's not like pretty by any means. They also, Vince Staples and Tyler, created some of my favorite albums of 2017, which I will touch up on later, and like in terms of like albums and stuff. I'm just like, I really don't know how to assess. We have like so much time. We got like time on our hands. That's exciting. I like that. For now, we're gonna play two artists that I've seen both live, and they've each made some of my favorite albums, like, ever. So, let's see. Let's put on some Gangster Gibbs.
Never finished college like my brother and my sister. I was in the crib, laying on the cush cloud, getting zoned out, eyes red. Mama and my daddy said my mind dead. They said I never had a clue, said the bills passed due. Fuck you, nigga, you gotta remind Fred, cause I'm carefree, sucker free. Remember when these niggas wouldn't fuck with me? But now I'm on the screen in these magazines. They be trying to stop a nigga like smoke some G. And give me a couple grand, nigga, hell nah. I'll let you come in with the cash, trying to tell y'all. I got you motherfuckers gas on the smell, dawg. So I'm gonna take a hit of what I'm about to sell, y'all. Like it's hot. I get high, I get so blow, I can't stand up. I'm in the bed with Elise and Amanda, cause at my show I make them hoes put their hands up. And so they came back to my room to get rammed up. You tryna slam or what? Because I'm trying to smoke. So when I finish with the switches, I be down your throat. And two of y'all wanna be through your bus, should I hit my niggas up? Hell nah, I'ma pound the boat. Cause it's a one man job, ain't no need for the crew. Two snow bunnies on their knees, but it do. White snow in the crib if you need that too. Got some bitches and some bud, nigga, bring that through. I get high.
Hey, I woke up this morning feeling just like I'm a star. No, I don't drink, but I might buy the bar. Light shots on me because I ain't get shot. That's on my soul, Diana Ross. I am on my pivot like I am Ross. I am a force to be reckoned like a Western film. I pull up on a horse. This is the part where the party is over, but you and your friends know you will not go home. This for my niggas who went and got fired just cause they desire to grow their hair long. I just said peace to the past like so long. I don't smoke weed, yeah, they passing them wrong. Chief in the reefer did like Cheech and Chong. This for the teachers who told me that songs won't go a long way, but I'm a long way from home because of it, ayy. Look at this love that I'm covered in, ayy. Built from the ground up an architect. I present just like a scientist. I'm in the socket just cause I am blood, yeah. Opposite of what they government. I protect people that show me the love,
yeah. So just stay right here. Love me from the mountain to the grave, right here. Ain't no way it's ever gonna change, right here.
Pivot like my name was Ross. Pivot Diana Taurasi. Pivot like Marcy Osqui. I'm with the army, hardly on some laws. Ain't been the same since we're autopsy. I just wish that I could call him. Tell him about tour. Tell him that shit not the same like before. Tell him how labels not getting at the door. Tell him about all my face in the source. Some call upon the Lord to come my old time. Do I never get to see the day that my daughter come and daughter them? Shit that come with the territory. Share the story, all of them. Even with a little twist like Oliver, all of the time. I taught the block, y'all should open your eyes. I come from nothing but drugs and the crime. I sung out, oh yes, I made it alive. Shouts to the fans when they gave me some time. Look at the love that I'm covered in. Kept it 100, I covered it. This is all real, ain't no supplement. Own all my masters and publishing. Hit to Korea, they forward it.
So just stay right here. Love me from the mountain to the grave, right here. Ain't no way it's ever gonna change, right here.
Astounding how niggas still found the time to hate my county. Been cooking niggas that look like me. We all got bounties on our heads and business is bountiful. My niggas accounted for. Two accountants to run my checks and balances. I never bank on balance though. He say good with the handiwork, but if I can't see a callus, that can't be worth a dime. They say that a dollar will make you rich, but that fake shit can't be worth the time. I got an ape to my face more than half the time. Smoking these days just to pass the time. Smoking sometimes just to stare in your face or just to stare in the mirror. I'm scared of standing in place. Even the slowest of pace is keeping you on the move. It behooves you. All this mindless behavior we used to. I kick it like Bruce Lee. I be like the water, I'm deep in this shit. I'm a young fella, like Kuti, whipping no hootie. We smoked out. Boys at the corner store, loped out. We stop at the corner store anyway. Look at all of the love around me.
So just stay right here. Love me from the mountain to the grave, right here. It's ever gonna change right here, yeah.
Look at all the love around me. Look at all the love around me. Look at all the love around me.
All right. All right. Cool, cool, cool. Sweet. So, you just heard Stay Right Here by Saba featuring Xavier Omar and McJenkins. And before that was High by Freddie Gibbs and Madlib featuring Danny Brown. So quick little concert story. Freddie Gibbs, I saw him two nights ago. He was on his Album of the Year tour for, he was touring for Bandana, which is the sequel to the album you just heard that song off of, Pinata. Pinata being one of my favorite hip hop albums of all time. I, for those who are familiar with Madlib's work, he also did Mad Villainy, which is his collaboration with MF Doom, and a lot of people consider that to be their favorite, if not at least the best, hip-hop album, or like one of the best, I mean, or one of the favorites of all time. But there's something about Pinata that I found a little more interesting, and I think that's because Freddie Gibbs is usually known for rapping over like trap beats, and going over a Madlib instrumental was a really bold decision, and they just decided to do that in album form, and we got a lot of really, really awesome songs like High off that. So the sequel is one of my favorite albums of this year so far, Bandana, and very similar reasons. The instrumentals are awesome again. Freddie Gibbs' lyrics are awesome. And the guest contributions are really cool too. Like, we got Danny Brown, we had Girl Sweatshirt, Domo Genesis, Mac Miller, I think, even pops up. Yeah, he does, definitely does in Pinata. And this time around with Bandana, we had Pusha T, we had Killer Mike, we had Anderson .Paak. But yeah, all good rosters. And then Saba made Care For Me, which was my favorite album of last year. And that song, Stay Right Here, that's one of his newer singles. He didn't really do anything about them since. He has been popping up here and there, but I think he's been on tour. He started with JID, and then now he's touring with Pivot Gang, his like hip-hop group, which I couldn't quite catch. They're in town last Friday night, but I decided against it. Let's get into a little concert talk. Nick and I saw Conan Gray. He's coming up later. That was a fun show. What else have you seen recently that's worthy of noting?
Nothing. I don't really go to concerts. Is this on? I can't hear myself.
You're pretty far away, and also you can turn up the thing on your headphones there, probably.
That's fine. As long as it works.
Yeah, okay. No, yeah, you're booling. All right, cool.
Hey, y'all. I'm in my PJs. I don't go to concerts.
How do you know?
Conan Gray was my second concert.
Oh, really? What was your first?
I believe my grandma took me. It was more like my grandma and her boyfriend were going, and they had me, and they're like, "Oh, we'll take you with." It was either the Eagles, or the Eagles cover band.
How big was the venue?
I was a small child, so it seemed pretty damn big.
Okay. You never know. I think the Eagles were/are still touring. We might have to do some research on that, but that's cool. So how did you like now, like, having a memorable, like, House of Blues venue concert experience? Yes. How was that?
Oh, wait, no, sorry. Oh, my God. How did I do that disservice to Dr. Dog? Conan Gray is my third concert. Dr. Dog was my second concert.
And they performed where again? New York?
No, it was in Boston. Some rock. Do you get that?
No.
It was outdoors. I want to say rock. And it was next to Illegal Seafoods.
I know.
Silverline Bus.
I know what you're talking about. The Rock Pavilion, something.
Rock Pavilion, something.
Yeah,
that's not it.
Rockland Trust Pavilion. No.
Something like that.
Yeah. Okay. No. Gotcha. Okay.
Dr. Dog was great. Conan Gray was better. I think it's mainly because Conan Gray was more of an intimate concert.
Which, yeah,
I think is inherent to like the House of Blues compared, yeah, to Rockland Trust Pavilion.
Mm-hmm.
I think is what it's called, which is like, you know, a really beautiful outdoor concert, but like I have a retainer in my mouth, so
you're all good.
Well, you know, I was very far away. I mainly watched them through the like TV projection instead of the onstage version because like they were blurry dots and like,
yeah,
you know. The benefits of a general admission is that if you get there early, you can be pretty far up in the front.
Yeah, that's true. Intimate concerts definitely are, at least in my opinion, like a very valuable part of the show. They definitely help keep things like, I guess, like the visual aspect kind of like hits you harder, I guess, of the concert, because like being there in person, like the visual aspect is like really important, I guess, because like the artists that you've listened to, I'm assuming, I mean, perhaps you can just tag along with a friend and say, whoa, like there's some indie rock band that you like, but tickets are cheap and we can just have fun that night, so I'll go with you. But like if you're going for a band, like, for example, I mean, what would be good? I mean, yeah, we'll go over it. Like Daughters, like Tyler, those are both, despite the fact that there were definitely like different venue sizes, they were both like fairly intimate concerts. And it was with Tyler. Tyler did a really good job actually keeping it, despite selling out arena practically. He kept it like pretty personal. Yeah, no, that's definitely like an important part. Do you think you'll be going to more concerts in the future?
If artists that I'm interested in are in town and I have more money, yes.
Yeah. I'm done for the year, but I definitely have some more coming up. There are also some additions for albums, for artists that I have not yet seen live, but either am or plan on seeing live. But yeah, so we're going to go in. We're going to continue with more artists that I have seen. Yeah, let's do it. Let's kick it off with some Gold Link.
She see money all around me. I look like I'm the man. Yeah, but I was down and out like last week. Tell me, where have you been? Yeah, you came out of hiding, girl. Don't act like I'm your man. I'm just a fan. You don't hold rank.
Spillin' ass, nigga with a sick ass mouth and a slick ass flow. Got your bitch around me, nigga, and I'm playing when I'm coming for the kitty, got my full goddamn. Do it for my niggas in the coast right there. Do it for my niggas in the ghost right now. Niggas got killed for the boy, living dreams in the hills, and they watching for the boy right now. Goddamn, what a time, what a year. We are what them young boys feel. I kill, never be killed, that's real, no lie. You can tell that from my peers right now. Don't you wanna fuck me now? Don't you wanna love me down? Girl, you can't tie me down like Ray J said, but no, I'm down. Freaky nigga, show me something. Shake it like you owe me something. Pushing on the pussy like a button. Came for a time, fifth time, you bust. Still getting rowdy in a function. Bitches on my dick like it's nothing. Everywhere I go now, always got shit bumping, jumping.
Hey, nice to meet. Hey, young LA, who you be? Down the beast in Southeast. Got her clapping to this beat. She invite me to her crib. I walk in, she see my heat. She say, but I live in the hills. Bitch, that's just the way I sleep. Stop that madness, I'm a savage. In traffic with Mac 11s. Bad bitch, and she's Spanish. I fired a call of vessels. We get nasty, I'm her daddy. She know a nigga ain't average. Ain't nothing wrong with fake asses. Bitch, turn around, let's make magic. I'm geeking, I'm on it. Don't look at me like you want it. No. Tell them that we ain't stunting it. Fourth down, we ain't punting it. King of District Columbia, can't come here without a permit. This shit really a jungle. Gorillas and anacondas.
This shit money all around me. I look like I'm a man.
I'm sorry, Brent Faiyaz. I just made a discovery. So Gold Link, I don't know if any of you listening, or I don't know if you are familiar with a colors show. They'll have artists come on to like the set where they have like the backgrounds like all this one like kind of bold color, and they'll just like perform their song.
I do know what this is.
Gold Link's second performance, Justine's Interlude, which didn't land on his most recent album, I didn't know it's on streaming services. So, as a result, and it's a pretty quick song, but I really like it. We're going to play it right now. I'm feeling like inspired. This is just like, this just happened right now. So, for those of you who have not watched this, this is like one of my favorite Gold Link performances that I've seen. I'm sad that the album like that came out. Diaspora, don't get me wrong, it's not a bad album. I like the vibe of that one. But I was hoping that there would be an album that kind of had this vibe, because I really, really liked the instrumental, the rapping, the lyrics. It was all good. So let's give this a listen.
Feels good to be home. Yeah. If I got you, I'm my son and my God on my side. What's the point if anybody else ride? There's so much stuck on my mental, there's so much you on my mind. There's so much money and pussy and you think I'm going blind. I think it's funny how blogs talk. Funny how many shows I had went to where models walk. So many stories about you and so who from Harlem. It ain't too many from Harlem, so take a guess. Taking a jet so I can recollect. You say what's up with your baby, y'all always say what's next. I mean, what is we in it for? Revenge from your friend's circle, like what did we enter for?
tired of fancy dinners, I'm tired of diamond balling, I'm tired of hearing about if this nigga put hands on ya. Tired of trying to smile through shit that's affecting us. Then I get to overthinking if I'm here messing up. Mac died and I couldn't talk, couldn't bear the thought. 2 days before what we was talking about, love and loss. Then he mentioned Ariana mama in newer songs. Never told her so, but I knew he was dead all alone. You do something to me. I write all my songs about women I never keep. I hate when I have to lose them, I hate them when it's deep. You one of my 6 women that's in the east. I hate making promises that I never keep. So promise to never ever be too patient with me. Just he promised me. Love and loyalty, that's over honesty. The devil be talking, but God controlling me. Rock Nation Dennis, that inquire about me. My God, the realest, that's how we meet.
broke all the walls I was trapped in. I could see it coming back to back when I wanted to learn more. I wanna love more, more. I wanna get further. It's not too far from home.
All right. So, I'm full of volume now. Sweet. Okay, cool. So you just heard More by Flying Lotus featuring Anderson .Paak. And before that, we had a couple of collection of Goldlink songs. We had Crew. And then after that, Justine's interlude from A Colored Show. So yeah, Goldlink was the opening act for Tyler, which was one of my favorite shows, so far. And Flying Lotus was, like, I think by far the coolest show I've been to. I can't say it was, like, a super exciting show. I certainly enjoyed myself. I brought friends, like, my friend Ben, who goes to Williams College, and he'll be visiting tomorrow. He'll be here tomorrow. I brought him and another friend. Neither of them are really into, like, electronic slash jazz slash R&B or whatever you can classify Flying Lotus's music as. But they still thought it was a really cool concert because it was in 3D. It was a 3D show. His background was, like, super all, like, zoinked out with a bunch of, like, really cool special effects and stuff. Like, theatrically, and, like, what was going on was really cool. And I enjoyed, like, the spins on his songs that was, like, happening. More is my favorite song off that album, Flamagra, and is so far one of my favorite albums. Not one of my favorite albums. It's a great album, but it's not one of my favorite albums so far this year. More is one of my favorites, like, one of my favorite songs so far this year. And I basically memorized most of Anderson .Paak's lyrics, and I was getting ready to go crazy, go stupid as, like, the beat change happened. And then Flying Lotus said, like, hey, what about Mac Miller? Give it up for Mac. And then there's, like, a Mac vigil, like, on the background, and an unreleased verse for More. Like, Mac Miller's unreleased verse. He just, like, played it. And it was crazy good. I'm not saying, like, I'm mad, but also, like, I was ready to go crazy, go stupid with Anderson .Paak's verse. But I'm hoping that some justice is done by, like, actually physically releasing the Mac remix. It was still really cool, though, that happened in the first place. So I'll give him props for that. But yeah, Flying Lotus, cool show. Goldlink did a good job. He was an opening act for Tyler. We're going to play the other opening act for Tyler, who you may have mixed opinions about his music. Hold on 1 second. But overall, I think these couple songs that I'm going to play right now real quick, I personally really enjoy, like, the theatrical element of what's going on here. And I think some of you may be familiar with what's going on. If not, I hope you enjoy what's happening. Before we get into that, I gotta tell you something that you guys need to know. There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a DIY project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety. So that's orthoinfo.org/ladder safety. A public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. So, yeah. I thought about that recently, actually. Ladders. They're a little scary. I'm not going to lie. Like, it is, the more that I think about, or the more that I thought about, like, ladders, the more I realized that how, like, many different ways, especially if, like, you have a high up ladder, like, how many different ways that can go, like, terribly wrong. But the moral of the story is, be careful out there. But yeah, let's get into this theatric Jaden experience.
For a reason they don't listen. I had to put a vision in a double cup. Every time I sip it, I be tripping. Man, it's so apparent you ain't one of us. Swear I had to get the windows tinted. Yeah, swear it's all about the new ideas. Man, I wonder how they let this nigga pop up in a year. Got me coughing, huck a punk, a lot of coppers in the mirror. Got the dickies in the balances, they counterfeit the feel. Man, you gotta know the culture you're a part of, man, it's ill. Sickening, man, I try to not let it get to me. Man, you 16 with a misdemeanor, that's no phone. So you kidding me? There's a kid saying this. Literally, pure evil, you are the epitome. Take my rights away, it's like whipping me. Take my life away with no empathy. Man, it's nightmare being on P, but y'all never learned history, goddamn. So y'all don't care about integrity, so man, gotta put that energy in your step. OGs done told me to be next. Police always come up our neck. When I walk in, they be sweat, they be stressing. When they see us, I put everything in question. Treat these niggas like a prick, got a pressure. Got a power in a click, like a nephew.
I'm gonna me going crazy.
Oh no,
niggas be mellow. They excellent. All the intelligence.
You tell me.
You propellant. Up top with Ellen.
Every job with
kill the jealous. Propane repellent. Got me going crazy. On top of telling. We brought the section. They keep on calling up. It's getting hectic. Like we projected. So we cut the plug. It's interjected.
Into my city, now she notarized. Got new money, got new problems, got new enemies. When you make it to the top, it's the amenities. Packing out Toyota like I'm in the league. And it ain't a mosh pit if ain't no injuries. I got him, stage diving at the nosebleeds. And she hit that book of sugar till her nose bleed. Bounce that shit forever, she on both knees. She was talking about forever, got a whole week. But you know my baby mama is a trophy. She be throwing up them beats, feel like we both bleed. She keep my dick jumping, I feel like I'm Moby. I'm way too gold for this beat, feel like I'm Kobe. Yeah, this right here is astronomical. I see you picked up on my ways, I feel responsible. They're trying to say that all my problems is improbable. They keep itching at my spit, I'm diabolical, you feel me?
Okay. Yeah, you can hear me over this. All right, cool. So you just heard P by Jaden, also known as Jaden Smith, and then I by Jaden. I really like how he kept that theatrical, like, kind of four-part intro as he did it with Sire. Sire was his 2017 album, and he had the songs like B-L-U-E, and they all had, like, a consistent story. Starting off, B was a very pretty song, partially sung by Willow, Willow Smith's sister. And then leading into like a really hard song, that would have been L. And so this time with Eris, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry, Alexis F. Marshall. We'll get to you in a second. You can hear it in the background. So actually, let me log this real quick. Daughters. Cool. And then Satan in the way. Oh. So anyways, so then with Eris, which came out this year, it had P and then I, very similar thing, very like well-sung intro by Willow with P that progresses into I, which I think hits a little harder than L did. But it's definitely like it's equally as exciting and it's equally like as a satisfying experience, which I'm glad happened. The album as a whole wasn't as good as Sire, I don't think, but it wasn't bad. I don't have any, like, negative things for Jaden other than he's like not super creative, I guess. I mean, like the P-I-N-K thing and the B-L-U-E, like he's got that going for him. I really like that. That's pretty unique. But in terms of like his rap style, his lyrics, he's not super standout, but the set was fun. He opened for Tyler the Creator, so his set was fun. Then after that, Travis Scott. I have not seen Travis Scott live, but it is like my number one wish, basically, besides Batushka, which I'll get into. But Travis Scott, seeing him for the Astroworld Tour would have been really, really awesome, really nice. Right now, we're listening to Satan in the Weight by Daughters. I don't know. For me, at least, Daughters is tied with Tyler for my favorite concert. The concert, like, I got to interview the lead singer, Alexis SF Marshall. He's a very interesting guy. I'll say that much. And he was an awesome, like, he's giving out, like, awesome content for the interview. So that's very nice. He was a very approachable guy. You would not assume that from seeing him live. But the show was really fun. He was acting like a complete maniac. And, of course, the songs are really hard-hitting. And, like, there's a bunch of other reasons, but that was definitely, like, one of my favorite concerts. So, yeah, you're listening to right now probably their most popular song, Satan in the Weight.